Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis. Today we are studying Masechta Krisis, Perek Vav, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. The Mishnah continues. Asham Vade Eino Kain. We say that there is no din of Asham Vade like Asham Talui. Imad Shelo Nishchad. In other words, if we know that the person didn't sin when it came to an Asham Vade, if he found that he didn't sin, witnesses came and said he ate Kodesh, and then those witnesses became Edom Zomim and Yetze B'Yirah B'Eder. So then the animal should be let out and rejoin the rest of the stuff. It's not a hektish. But Misha Nishchat, once the animal was geshachtin, once the animal was slaughtered for the purposes of being a karban asham, sarezi yikavir, so then it's not hektish, it should be buried. Nizrak Adam, what happens if it was already, the blood was already sprinkled, and then you found out he didn't sin? So abasa yetzi lebeis asreifa. At that point in time, the meat from the asham goes to the beis asreifa, like a psulia muktashim. Shoran niskal. If you have a shor aniskal, an animal that is accused of having murdered a person, so that's not the same rule as an asham talui. So why not? Imad shelo niskal yetze b'yirah b'eder. If it was before the animal was stoned, he can go ahead and be exempted, can return to the flock. Misha niskal, but after it was already stoned, mutter b'hana, you're allowed to have benefit from it. Eglarufa ain't a Canaan. Similarly, Eglarufa is not like Asham Tali. Imad shelo nerfa teitzei v'tira be'edem. Misha nerfa tikaver b'mekoma shal safek bo mitchilasa. It should be buried in its proper place because it came from a din of safek. Kapara kipra sveik of hochala. What happened in the process was the Eglarufa did what it was supposed to do. It served its purpose. Rabbi Yezer comes along and he adds, "Misnadiv adam asham tali b'chol yom b'chol shosh yirtze v'nikra asham chasidim." A person can go ahead and decide he's bringing an asham tali every single day, and that's what we call an asham chasidim. Just in case I sin, this should count. Amar about Bava Ben Buti. They said about Bava Ben Buti, "Shei misnadiv asham tali b'chol yom chutz me'achar yom akipur yom echad." He would go ahead and he would be misnadiv an Asham Tali every day except for Motzei Yom Kippur. So I'm Ona Zayilu Ayu Manichin Li Aisi Miyavi. He says, I also promise I would have brought that day. Ela Omrim Lihan Te Majitikani Slasafik. The Chachamim told him, wait until you get into a Safik situation. The Chachamim Omrim Emi Vim Asham Tali Ela Davish is Dono Karis Shigugatso Chatas. He has to have a set rule. And the rule of the Asham Talui is that it should have Kareis and Isser Kareis if you did it on purpose. And if you did it b'shogeg, you should be Chayav Echatas. We'll stop here. Bezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.